we are on Daf Peites Amid Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, Minayin shekoishchin loshin shel zohuris b'roish tzair ha-mishtaleach. That a loshin shel zohuris was tied to the roish of the tzair ha-mishtaleach, shenema emyuch hatayichim kashonim kasheleg yalbinu. There's a very interesting Yerushalmi that relates that in the beginning they did not tie the Loshen Shel Zuhuris B'Roish Soyer on the Roish of the Soyer. Each person used to tie a Loshen Shel Zuhuris, he used to hang it up in his window. And after Yom Kippur, they looked at the Loshen to see if they were Niskapa, or if they weren't Niskapa. Some Loshenis remained red, and they knew they weren't Niskapa, and some Loshenis had become white. So the Yerushalmi says, Voyim is Baishin Eilu Mielo. This is not a tikkun, that it should be Goli Lakel, who was Niskapa, who wasn't Niskapa. So the Yerushalmi says, Chazru li is Koishin Bepischoi Shel Heichel. They started tying the Loshen Shel Zuhuris in the Pesach of the Heichel. Then Klal Yisrael was not aware of the din of the Yechidim, of the din Klali and Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi says, V'yeshonim shoho yamadim. There were years when the Loshen remained red. So they decided this is also not a takone. Why? So the Mephoshim explained, because they were ba'atzvus kol lashone. They knew that year they weren't in the Niskapa. Or they were in this bayish min ha'umis. So they decided that they're going to tie the loshen on the soyer ha-mishtaleach. So then only one person knew what happened to the loshen. And I suppose he wasn't mefarsamit. Zok the Gemara, minayin shekoishchin loshen shel zohuris. The Mishnah had brought the posik, imiuch ha-taichem kashonim kashalig yabinu. Kashonim, so the Gemara asked, Kashoni mi boilei. Apidikdik, it should have said, Shoni. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael. Miuch HaTaichem Kashonim Halolu, Shesdurais Ubois Misheishes Shimei Bereishes, Vaad Achshav Kasheleg Yalbinu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kashoni mi boilei dumye de chesheleg, de chesheleg, de loiksiv kishlogim. It does not say Aloshin Rabim, it says Aloshin Yochid. See, it also should say Kashoni Aloshin Yochid. So the Gemara answered that Kashonim is Aloshin of years. Im yuchatoichem Kashonim alolu shesture sebois mesheshe shimei bereshis. From the Masho it would seem that Rav Yitzchak is telling us that we are given a maximum amount of chatoim. If the amount of chatoim will be as large as the years we are away from the Sheisha Shemei Bereshit, that means in Tavshin Nun Aleph, we're given Tavshin Nun Aleph amount of chatoim. In Tavshin Nun, it was Tavshin Nun amount of chatoim. Im yuchataichim kashonim, then you can get away with kasheleg yalbinu. Other mefarshim say a different pshat. Kashonim halolu shesdurei subois. That the chatoim should be according to one's years. And then a person in his lifetime lives through different tekufis and different matzodin. There are the yimei hayaldos, the Yimei HaNaris, Yimei HaBachros, Yimei HaZikne. Each tkufe that one lives through comes with its own nisyonis. A zaken does not have the same nisyonis that a bocher has. And a bocher does not have the nisyonis that a zaken has. Im yul chatoeichem kashonim, if your chatoim will be kashonim, like the years you're up to, then kasheleg yalbinu. A bocher to do bocher she'averes, he can be zeicher to kaporet. But a zokin to do bocher she'averes, then he won't be zeicher to this kaporet of kasheleg yalbinu. I'm just wondering if that what Chazal tell us as durais or boys is coming to tell us another Chiddush. Even though the Chatoim are sidurais or boys, year after year, as we say in the Tfilas of Yom HaKippurim, Maver Hashmeisenu b'chol shana v'shana, year after year, we're coming lighter with Aseda, afal pikein, kasheleg yalbinu. Zog the Gemara weiter, Dorish Rove, Maidach Siv, Lechuna v'nivochacho Yom HaRashem. So the Gemara says, Luchuna, why does it say Luchuna, Boyuna mi boyle? It should have said, come, not go. Yaymar Hashem, Omar Hashem mi boyle. So the Gemara answers, Lasid love, Yaymar lema kadish bochu li Yisrael, Lasid love, the Rabbein Shlomo tell Klal Yisrael, Luchuna eitzel avei seichem, go to the Aves, v'yechichu eschem, they'll give you teichoche. The Yemru Lefan of Klal Yisrael would then say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Eitzel Min Neilech, who should we go to? Eitzel Avram, Shomar Tolo Yodo Yateida, Ki Ger Yezarcho. He was informed of the Goliath that his descendants will have to go through. V'loi Bikesh Rachmim Aleinu. He wasn't the Vakesh Rachmim. Eitzel Yitzchok, should we go to Yitzchok Shebir Chasei Savoye Kasher Torid, Uforaktuli Me'al Tzavorecho? He also was not merachem on the Doireis Ha'asidois. Chazal tell us that Voye Kasher Torid im Reisa Ochicha Perek Ula Shel Teire Gzeir Olof Shmodim. So he also did not have too much rachmonis on us. Eitzel Yaakov shamal tolo yanoichi yeredimcha mitzraimo. And Rashi says, yeredimcha alcho gam oloi, kan rimeis dalet golius, gam ribuyu. So Yaakov Avinu was informed of the dalet golius, and he also was not ma'irer rachmim. Eitzel min neilach achshav. Yoyimar Hashem. So they say, Klal Yisrael will say then, Rabbi Shlomo is sending us to go to the Oves. We say, we're going to go to the Rabbi Shlomo. Om Alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyo Utalisem Atzmeichem Bi, Yuchatayichem Kashonim Kasheleg Yalbinu. What does Rashi say? Yoyimar Hashem Ata Amir Atechoche, Becho Anu Toilem. We're Taylor in the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Exactly what this Gemara means is a little unclear, but the Yun Yaakov says a very interesting pshat. Atem betachtem bi, you have betochen in the Rebbeinu Shloilam, so there's a klal obeiteach b'ashem chesed yisei bevenu. Pachsach mir, the way the Yun Yaakov is learning pshat in the Gemara, this is a smach to a medrash that is brought down in Eicha Rabba, Perik Dalet, Eischov Gimel, in Yalkut Ilim Tovshin Yotes. The medrash says, on the posik, Rabim Machoivim L'Roshe V'Abeteich B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy V'Venu. Afilu Roshe U'Beiteich B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy V'Venu. Amir Dike medrash. That even if someone is a bechina of a roshe, but he's a beiteyach b'Hashem, he's beiteyach b'chazdei Hashem, chesed yisai vevenu. It would seem the oinshim that he's deserving to get will be sugar-coated. Chesed yisai vevenu. And if that is true, the Yin Yaakov is telling us even a bigger chiddush. That not only chesed yisai vevenu, Kiven shetalisam atzmechem bi im yilchato eichem kashonim kasheleg yalbinu. There will even be a complete kapore on the chatoim. Since Klal Yisrael is batuach bechazdei Hashem, kiven shatem betachtem bi ubeiteach b'Hashem chesed yisei bevenu. Zog die Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel ben Achmeni am Rabbi Yonasan. Mar dich siv, ki ato avinu. We have to know who this Ato is. The pasuk continues, Ki Avram lo yidaonu, Ki Yisrael lo yikironu, Ato Hashem avinu geyaleinu me'olam shimcha. La'osid lovoi yoyma lo yakadish boruchu la'avram bonechol chotoli. La'osid lovoi d'Rabbein Shlomo tal Avram bonechol chotoli. Om alofonav rabbeinishlam yimochu al kedushas shemecha. Rashi says yimochu hoyil shechotu v'yiskade shimcha ba'olam kshetase din ba'ovrim al devorecha. That is yismochu, it should be yiskade shimcha kshetase din ba'ovrim al devorecha. Omar, the Rebbein Shlom was not zufrieden with the answer of Avram Avinu. Eimale liYakev, davale tzagidul bonim. Perhaps he'll say a more lenient etze. Efshed the boy rachmi olayu. Omale, so the Rebbein Shlom told Yaakov Avinu bonecha chotu. Amalofon of Rebbein Shlom yimochu akdusha shimcha. The Rebbein Shlom was not zufrieden. Omale besovi taime. Avram Avinu, who was the oldest of the others, Satnish Kentam, Lebedardi Kiyetze, Yaakov Avinu, which is the youngest of the others, Lebedardi Kiyetze. Amalai Le Yitzchak, Bonecha Chotuli. Amalafonov, Ribbeinu Shaloylam, Bonai, Volei Bonecha, it's not only Bonai, it's Bonecha also. Bishar Shekdimu Lofonecha Nasa Lenishma, when Klal Yisrael was Magdim, and they were Magdim the Nasa before the Nishme Karosolam B'ni Bechayri. Through that Kabbalah, they were Zeicha to be called B'ni Bechayri Yisrael. Achshav, now it's Bonai V'loi Bonecha. V'yayit Kama Chotu. How much did they sin already? Kama Shnoisav Shalodom, Shivim Shana. Person lives 70 years. Dal esrim bleyanash talayu. The first 20 years, bezn shalmaila is not manish. Pashaluhu chamshin. So how much is left over? 50 years. Dal chofei deleluso. Let's take away 25, that is night. Pashaluhu chofei. This is left over 25 years. Tarti sori yapalged itzluye yamechol de beisakise. 12 and a half years. They're occupied in tefillah, in eating, in Beis Hakise. Toshelu tarti sriyapalg is left over 12 and a half years. Imato soivul eskulam rabbeinishlel. If you want to be soivul, the whole 12 and a half years, mutav, it's gewaldig. Vim lav, we'll split it. Palgo layu, palgo lecha. Half I'll take, and half you'll take. Vim timtzalei mekulam olay, and if you want that I should be mechapa on all the 12 and a half years of Klal Yisrael, or Kerevis Nafshi Kamoch. So I was makir of myself on the Yakeide, and I'm muchen to give away the schus of the Yakeide, that should help to be mechaper Klal Yisrael. Amir de Kezach, there is such an inyan. One of the Rishonim says by the Cheta Egel, Mecheni no Mesivchucha Shel Kosovto, that Moshe Rabbeinu Tainet, make ois mais chusim and give them to Klal Yisrael, and this should be mechapa on the Cheta Egel. That was Yitzchak Avinu's taina. Hakrivis nafshi kamoch. Poschu v'yomrus. Now Klal Yisrael, this is pshat in the pasuk. Ki ato Avinu. Yitzchak is Avinu. Kert, Yitzchak was the one that was taining to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that Klal Yisrael should be niskapa. Omalem Yitzchak, so Yitzchak tells Klal Yisrael, Acha ata mekalsam li, kilsul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bi mekalas the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Omachilu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu beinayu, and he shows them the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, miyad noso eineyim, lamorim voimrim, ata Hashem avinu geyaleinu mi'olam shimcha. So that is pshat in the posik. The posik starts, ki ato avinu, that is going on Yitzchak, and Yitzchak told them, no, Ata Hashem Avinu, Eyalenu. It's a very difficult Gemara to understand. But let us first try to explain a little the Shinui Anhoge between the others. The Inyaki wants to say that in the Torah we also see such a Shinui in the Anhoge. Avram Avinu sent away Yishmael, did not have Rachmanis on him. Yaakov Avinu, when he was angry at Shimon Alevi, Orapam Kiyoz. Yitzchak, we find, he was Chos al Esav HaRoshe, Kial Kol Pshoim Tachasa Ave. So, Yitzchak had this mide, this tchune of Rachmanis. That's what Ian Yaakov says. Others are ma'oirer, l'cheire, v'chlal, this is very difficult to understand, because we know each of the others had different tchunes. Avram was midas ha'chesed, Yitzchak was midas ha'gvure. How does our Gemara shtim with the midah of gvure that Yitzchak possessed? I saw in the Yunim Bamikre from Rosh Yiva Zechayin Levroka Rav Yankiv, and Daf Pei Vov, he says an interesting pshat in our Gemara. He says we find that all the Ovis that were Nisnase, when Nisnase kineged their midas and their tchunis ha-nefesh. For example, Avram Avinu, who was the symbol of midas ha-chesed, the Nishaynis of Avram were in Pu'ulis, which were Kineged Midas HaChesed. For example, the Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, to leave over Ha'alte Tate, to send away Yishmoel, to Shecht Yitzchak Al Gabi Akeide. These were all Pu'ulis which were against his Tchunas HaNefesh. To see if he would do Ratzon Hashem, even though it was against his Tchunas. The Nisyanis of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Midas Emes, Titin Emes LeYaakov, were also kineged istchune. To steal the broches from Esav, to be together with Aramoi, like Lavan. How will he be able to be misgaber in these matzorim? And Rabbi Yankiv is ma'ire, but Yitzchak never was put into an Esoyin, which was kineged his tchune. So he says, the Akeda of Yitzchak, that means the test of Yitzchak will be la'osid lovay. And this is how Yitzchak will pass his test. By the Gevaldike, by being the Gevaldike Melech Shoyshe that he is on Klal Yisrael B'Shas Hadin, even after hearing Bonecha Chotuli. That's what Rabbi Yankiv says. Rav Dessler and Michta Melio brings from Rav Tzadik a tife vote that even though Yitzchak is Midas HaGvure, but the taina of Yitzchak is in the Midas HaGvure. Sheyochel lichpoish eze dovo shelo yispashet yoisa u'mizgaber neged HaGvure atzma. Rav Tzadik says the gather of Gvura is Tzimtzum and Hagbola. That means there shouldn't be a Hispashtus of Chesed. There should be a Tzimtzum. Everything is with a Cheshbin, Oiskehalten. Nothing should go overboard. So Rav Tzadik says, but in the Midah of Gvura there's also a Midah of Tzimtzum. But the Gvura also should not go overboard. And that is, Yitzchak Avinu was the one that, als midas ha-gvure, he did not want it should be yimochu al kedusha shemecha. The Marsha says a very interesting pshat, that what the Pasuk says, Avram lo yida'onu. He says, be'emesin, it is unclear what Avram really wants to say. It could be that what he said, Yi mochu al shemecho, is the way Rashi says, that kshetase din ba'oivrim al dvorecho, bo yiskade shimcho. He says, could be he meant something else. It could be he meant, Yi mochu avoinoiseyem bekidush shemecho. Through the mechilas avoinis, Klal Yisrael could be zeicher to the greatest Kiddush Hashem. The way we say in davening, V'chaper al chateiseinu l'man shemecha. Through the kaporas avoinis, we can be zeicher to witness a gewaltige Kiddush Hashem. The Bina Le'itim says, maybe there was a different kavone b'divrei Avraham and Yaakov. Yimochu al Kiddush HaKdush HaShemecho means that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even though these are chatoim, but when it comes to a matzev, that a yid is put into a matzev, should he chas v'sholem be shmad himself, then we see a moiridike gvure by Klal Yisrael. Even the greatest choytim and poishim, when they came to such a matzev, they were muchim limser nafshim al kiddush Hashem. Chaim Veloshiner and the Balatanya, both of them say the same Yisoid. That is the Nekuda Pnimi, which is a Yerushas Ovis. And that was what they were timing. Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecha. How many times the greatest Poshim were Maisa Nefesh themselves al Kiddush Hashem. And that what Yitzchak Avinu tained Palge olay or palge olecho, there are a few pshotim. Beit Yosef says, half of the reason is because of the Yetzer Hara. Look, the Rabbeinu Shalom created the Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kore ra. So you should take that half. Palge olay, that is, as we had mentioned before, that Yitzchak Avinu had given a bracha to Esav, im reisa achicha peirek ula shal teirek zeir olav shmodim. The shmodim that Klal Yisrael went through, that is because of my bracha. So I'll be mekabel this chalek of the chatoim that Klal Yisrael was either because of the shmodim. The Maharshal wants to say, palge olecho means the Averis bein Odom Lamokim. Pal Golai means Averis bein Odom Lechaveri. The Eirich Yeshorim wants to say Pshat in the Cheshbin that Yitzhak made about Leilois, etc. So he wants to say as follows. Leilois is Meramis and the Tzoris HaGolis. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that which Klal Yisrael was nichshel because of the Tzoros HaGolos, they can't be held responsible for that. So Dal Leilois. Tzluyei is the Nisoyin. Klal Yisrael is mespalo, and the Tfilis are not nene. In the Pasuk in Habakkuk, Adon Hashem Shavati V'loi Sishma. Tzamiradik in Nisoyin. What can we further from them? The Michli, Daiges Parnose, was kem a fodrum from Ayid, that's Doig, how to be Mephanus is Bnei Bayis. And Beis Hakise is going on the Taivis that Ayid is Mesuvivim. This was that what Yitzhak tainted to be a Melitz Yoshe for Klal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Terosol amni bechayri Yisrael, shayegolu lefanecha, shem asidim leimel lefanecha, besinai nasa venishpa, lekabel ulecha me'ava kebonim. Tal esrim dlo yonashtalu. Rabbi Yisrael is not manish on the first 20 years. Shekei matzini bedir amidbos, leonish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo mechof shon amaylo, tersiv yomidar azayiplu pigreichem, iben chof shon amaylo, asher alinoisem olay. Ki yato avinu, kinegi Yitzhak omru, Hu amar lehem, hel keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu avichem. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba um Rabbi Yochanan. Roi hoye Yaakov avinu leireid lo Mitzrayim b'shal shaloi shel balzo. Yaakov avinu should have gone down to Mitzrayim. The Gola should have been in iron chains. The schus of Yaakov gomoloi that the golus was in a much more mechubedik oifen. The chsiv bechavloi odom emshechem, bavoisais avo, ve'eyolem kemerime oil, al lecheyem, va'at eilov oichel. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Bishal shaloi shal bazel kederech kol ha-goylem. Shrapi gzeres golus yorad l'sham." Golus does not mean a yeride with the covid that was given Yaakov Avinu. Bechavlei odom, bishvil chibes ha-odom. Chibes that Rabbi Shalom had to Yaakov Avinu, mishachtim le-mitzrayim bechavolim v'loi bishal shaloi. Kimrime oil alchayem kodam hasoivel mesayela behemtai lahorim ulo al tzavoro velavochim bemaklois, in order to lessen the pressure of the oil. Va'at eilav oichil hitesi lohem koyach lahochil as avoidas haperech.
Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi Eitzim, if a person takes out Eitzim, so what is the Shir Shivas of Eitzim? Kedei Levashel Beyakala. There's enough Eitzim, there is enough to use as fuel to cook a Beyakala, so that those Eitzim have a Chashivas. Let us see Rashi, Beyakala, Kvar Mefurish, Shezeh Beyis Talnegoylis. It's a Beyav Talnegoylis, Shehi Kala Levashel. This is the most easy beya to cook. V'loi b'shir shal beya shiru. They were not mishaya. One does not have to cook a whole beya. One does not need fuel to cook a whole beya. Ela ki groigres mi beya kala. One has enough fuel to cook a groigres of a beya kala, so that has a shir cheshivis. Tavlin, kedei letavl beya kala. The sheer tavlin is, if he has enough tavlin, that can spice up a beya kala. Chayra groigres of a beya kala. Umitztartim ze im ze. Zogt Rashi, kol meine tavlim ze im ze. If he has a few types of spices, and each one alone is not sufficient to spice up this groigres of a beya kala, but together we'll be able to spice it up. So we'll take out a tziruf of a few spices. This is choshev and is chayvan haitzor. Now we are speaking about things that die begodim. Klipei agoizim. So Rashi says klipei agoizim. These are the shells, the coverings of walnuts. Hagdeilim al gabi haklipa ba'oidon lachim. There is a klipa yeroike, a green klipa that grows over the hard shell of a walnut. This green klipa falls off eventually, and therefore we don't see it when we get our walnuts. But this green klipa has a beautiful color, and it is used as a dye. So if a person is maitze klipa agoizim, or klipa remoinim, the shalachs of a pomegranate, istis upua, istis upua, different types of dyes. Rashi says, stis is krug, and on the side it says, tseva kamay tcheles, this is a bluish type of color. Pue, Rashi says, vangtsa, that's an esev shetzeivim boy edoim, it is a reddish color, dyes which make a reddish color, is how much dye should one take out in order to be chayiv, kedei litzboya behen beged cotton. If there is enough dye that it could color a beged cotton. Now, beged cotton, pi sivcha. So Rashi says, pi sivcha, beroish ha sivcha, sha'asor beklia, noisemi ad beged. The sivcha was a beged that was either put on the forehead of a woman or on the head of a woman. And most of it was osui beklia, but there was a miut of this beged that there was beged. So if there is enough dye to color this beged, so that is a chshivis. Mereglayim neser uboiris kamuya va'ashleik. These are different types of detergents. So if there's enough detergent, kedei lechaves beged cotton pi sivcha, so that also has a cheshivis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lahavir es hakesem. Let us see Rashi. Nesa min adomo shekoyren neiter. Kamuya va'ashleg bigmora meforishlu. Esa kesem shel dam nida. That if you have, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have enough detergent, that it is enough lahavir esa kesem, the Chodesh Aviv says, ala kesem, and the kesem shel dam nida. She'elu hasamonim mavirin ala kesem shel dam nida bebeged letare. Now, exactly what Rashi means, Bachsachmir, there is a stire between Rashi in our Mishneh and Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Memtes Amed Beis. Rashi Amemtes Amed Beis says that these samemonim are used livdoik to be boidik im dam nide oitzeva. That means Rashi learned pshat that one, an isha, found a kesem on a beged. The shaila is this kesem damnide, or is it a different type of a color that looks like damnide? How does one find out? So, im ova, if one goes and uses these detergents and it comes off, v'yedua shadam hoya, so then we can be assured that this was dam. Vim lo yova, if after washing the beged, this stain does not come out, v'yedua shetzeva hoya, so then we can be assured that this stain was not a stain that came from dam. It was a stain that came from a different type of a color, which does not come out of the beged with these samemonim. So Rashi and Sanhedrin learns that the purpose of these samemonim is bdike, to find out the source, the origin of the stain in the beged. Now Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, brings down Shitas Rashi, Perish HaKuntres LeBotkoi, that these samamonim are used to be boidek im dam nidu. Rabbi Netam Meforesh, the afilu dam nida vadai, that these samamonim are used on dam nida vadai. We know Claudius is dam nida. Af al gav de metame lach viyovish. Dam nida is metame. Dam nida is an avatume. If a person will touch the dam nida, he'll become tome. There's no difference if it is lach or yovesh. Kiven the ein oiver al yedei zayin samemonim, but if these seven types of detergents are not bekoyach to get the stain out of the beged, bottle v'toil, the toni rabchi and toises brings a baraisa, dam nido vadai mavir olav shiva samemonim umevatloi. That even if you have dam nida vadai, if after washing the stain with these samemonim, it does not come off, one is mevatel the dam. Now Rashi in Mesechtes Nida Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis explains this memra of Rav Chiya as follows: the kiven dein yochel lotzeis al yedei samemonim, if the detergents are not bekoyach to get the stain out of the beged, Mikri balua, so it is considered that the dam is balua in the beged, the einoi metame. Now, so we have here a machloikes, Rashi and Tosfos, in a Mishneh Nide, shive samemonim mavirim ala kesem. The seven samemonim, seven types of detergents are used, lahavir ala kesem. So Rashi learns lahavir livdei kesa kesem, and Tosfos learns that the Mishneh holds like Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said in the Beraisa that the samonim are bekoyach, the havore samonim alakesem are bekoyach letayres akesem, even though it's dam nido vadai, by after the havore samonim, if the kesem remains, so that is proof that it is bolua beveged and it is not metame. And that is pshat and arashi. Lahavir es hakesem shel dam nida. That is dam nida. That means you know klor is dam nida. She'elu samemonim ma'virim al hakesem shel dam nida bebeged letari. That the havor samemonim is metair dam nida. The tare is by proving that it is balua bebeged. Zogt die Gemara, Tanina Chada Zimne. This Mishnah we had already learned, the Shir, Cheshivis of Eitzim, Kedei Lavashel Beyakala, we had learned already. We had learned before Daf Peyam at Beis. Kone, the Shir, Cheshivis of a Konek, they las is Kulmis, they can make a pen out of it. Im Hoya of Oimerusis, but if this Kone was too thick to be used as a pen, or it was broken, so then, the Shir Shivis is the Labashal Bayakala Shebebeim, Trufen Nasuna Beilfis. That is broken and put in a pot already, and all you need now is the fire to cook it up. So we know already the Shir Shivis of Eitzim. So the Gemara says, Ma the Taimahosa Mudalaychazi Lamidi. There we are speaking about that the Kone has no other usage. You can't do anything else with it. Here we are speaking about wood, that theoretically you could use it for a tooth in a key, which is a much smaller shear, as a filu kolshu. So I would think even a kolshu of eitzim, which has this potential, should have a shear chshivis, and one should be chayiv b'haitza osoy. Kamash malon. And the reason is, since this is not a shchich de ketashmish, so when we are done the shchich shivis of Eitzim, we take into consideration which tashmish is shchich and which tashmish is not shchich, and the tashmish ashchicha, that is magdir, when it has a shchich shivis, even though it means a larger shchich. Zogt Rashi, hosam hu, the kone merusis. There the kone is merusis lechose lemidi elo lahasoke. Then is only usable for hasoke. Kocha daklide shein shal mafteach. Zogt the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishneh that the shir tavlon is kedei le tavl beyakala. Then we had another chiddush in the Mishneh. That if I'm taking out more than one type of spices, and each type, mitzad atzmoi, is not bekoyach to spice an egg, but using both of them together, they're bekoyach to spice an egg, so that is sufficient. That is a shir chashivis. So we see this adin tzirov in tavlin. Reminu. We learned Tavlin Shnayim Vegimul Shemais Mimin Echot Oimishloisha Minim Asurim Umitstarfim Zeim Ze. Now let us see Rashi, how Rashi learns Pshat in this halachim. Reminu Amas Nisim. Taleska Kashan the Mishnah. Diktani, we learned in the Mishnah, Tavle Mitztarfin, Shnei Minim L'Cheshir. You can take two different Minim and be Mitzarif them. And we learned, Legabi Tavlin Shel Iser, we learned as follows. If it is one Min and Beis V'Gimel Shemes, and there are two or three different names to it, so what does that mean? So Rashi says, Palpul, you have Palpulim, and there are different types of palpulin. There's palpul lovon, shocher, the oruch. And you have one mean and three shemes. Oi, it's loizu apsu. Afilu min gimel minim. Afilu, you have three different minim of tablin. And Rashi Navedu Zohar says, and they're gimel shemes. They're three minim and three different names. Vehem shalissa. And these two cases which we are speaking about, the one mean with the three shemes, or even the three meaning with the three shemes, Vahem shel Issa, and all three of them are Tavlin shel Issa. Also im Tivlo Behemes HaGdeira. So, if they were metabol the k'deira, they were metabol the machel, they were nice and tam in the machel, so the machel becomes also. Umitztarfen letavlo, im ein b'chol echot k'dei letabol, v'nitztarfen v'tivlo. That means we are speaking about tavlin shel issa, and each tavlin mitzadatzmo is not b'koyach to be nice and tam b'k'deira. So if one, each one would fall in Bazunda, you do not have Tavlin Shalissa. You have Palpul Lovon, that is also. So, but this alone is not Bekoyach Lahatim Velitein Tam Bekdeire. So this alone would become Bottle. So you don't have enough Palpul Lovon Litein Tam Bekdeire. You don't have enough Palpul Shocher Litein Tam Bekdeire. So each one is alone is not bekoyach to aser of the k'deira. Afal pikein, if together they are nice and tam in the k'deira, they aser of the k'deira, and afilu it's three different minim. But the tzad shove is, the common denominator is that they are all tablinim shalissa. Ba'omar cheskiya, but cheskiya said, this chiddush that you can be mitzaret different minim, in order to ask the k'deire, that is dafke b'mine mesike shonu. They can be different, but there is a common denominator between them. B'mine mesike askinon, shekulon mine mesikes k'deire. All these tablinim have one common denominator. All of them are mine mesikes k'deire. Avol minache. But what if you have a different type of tablin, which is not mesikes k'deire? Ein mitzaref. So you can't be mitzaref two different minim. One is mesikas kedeira, one is not mesikas kedeira. They have to have one common denominator that both of them are mesikas kedeira. Umasnisin loy maflik. The Mishnah did not differentiate. It said mitzarefim zeim ze, and it did not specify that the tavlinim are mitzaref only if they are al koponim. Mesikas, mine mesike. So let us see again the Gemara. Roma cheski, be mine mesike shono. Ho yole roin lamasik deira. Tai me dechoze lamasik esak deira. If they roin lamasik esak deira, so then it's mitzur. Holav hochi loy. So the Gemara answers, ach enami chozo lamasik. He was speaking about that it is chozo lamasik esak deira. That mine tavlinim ametzaref, if they have al koponim, this tzada shove, that it's mine mesik. Zog the Gemara weiter, klipe agoizim o klipe remoinim, stiso pur, kedei litzboya beget kot. So that is the minimum shear of dyes. There has to be enough dye to be able to color a beget cotton of a sifcha. The meaning, Amoitzi Samanim Shruyim, if a person took out dyes which already had been soaking in the liquid, so the shear is Kedelitz Boya Behen Dugme Le'ira, that it is sufficient if he has enough dyes, enough Samanim Shruyim to dye a sample, a piece of tzemer that can be used as a sample to show potential customers the quality of his dye. Now, how big does a sample have to be? Le'ira. Big enough to be used for an ira. Now, let us see Rashi. Dugma le'ira. Ma'atzema. A small amount of wool. Shuhu can mean dugme. This is like a sample. Shemara ha'tseva le'balabayit. He shows the color to the balabos. Kazeh tachboit. Oy kazeh. Would you like this color or this color? What is the size? What is the amount of tzema that is being dyed? Vukadei litain be'ira shel kone shel gardi v'shi'ura mu'et. Now, this ira was the shuttle that was used in the weaving process. And in this shuttle, in order to ensure that... in order to ensure that the rod in this shuttle would not fall out, a small amount of wool was used to plug the insert of the rod in the shuttle to ensure that it would not fall out. This was really a small amount of wool. Al Kaponim, we see that one does not need dye that is sufficient to color a baguette cotton. It is sufficient if one has enough dye to color a dugme. The Gemara answers, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravur, Lefi Shein Odom, Terech, Lishroi, Samamonim, Lishroi, Bam Dugme, Leira. So the Gemara says there's a difference if the dye already is shori, has been sulking already. So if it has been sulking, now we have a liquid dye, some mele, if there's enough to color a dugme, that is choshev. But if one has some amonim, which as yet were not shori, that's the case in our Mishnah. It's klipei agoizim, klipei remainim, etc. So in order to use this dye, he has to first sulk it. And there's melacha involved. A person would not soak samemonim only to be enable himself to color a dugme. Since there's a malach involved, he soaks a larger amount of samemonim that would be able to color a baguette cotton, to dye a baguette cotton. Zuchti gemara weiter, meiraglayim. This is one of the detergents which were used, which was used. That is 40 days old. So Taisa says, Engil Sazun Achaine. The mashme shell cotton ben men yoin. That it's a meiraglayim of a cotton ben men yoin. What is wrong with that? Ubenid the perike isha gabizain samemonim avirim ktoni kolhani dahoch. We learned all these detergents that it is mentioned in our Mishnah. We have them as Echet Nido also. Umeiraglayim, the kaboy hosam bigmor, and there the gemor klausa shaila, is the meiraglayim di yeled, oi mizoke? Is it from a yeled or a zoke? Now we have enough in the baraisa, it's from a tinik ben memyoin. So a kochos, this cannot be the correct girse in the baraisa. There is the garsi that the girse in the baraisa is shell memyoin. That the meiraglayim has, in order to be used for a detergent, has to have been standing 40 days already. The einir, the hosam nami tanya, we learned about Raisa, umeiraglayim sheikh mitzu. That when the meiraglayim is machmitz, it's bekoyach to imaber alakes. Bekamachimutzen, shloishim, shloisha yomim. 3 days is sufficient. The nirik is svarim de garsi ad mem yoyim. What does ad mem yoyim mean? In this 37-day period, it has a koyach to be maver alakesem. Avol toich gimel, before 3 days, ola achemem, ein mavirem. Neser, Tana, we learned in the Baraisa, Neser lachsandrius, loy Neser, an Panterin. Rashi says an Panterin, Moke. Beiris, Omar of Yehude Zechil. Beiris is a type of a sand. Fragt die Gemore, Vasanya ha Beiris va ha Chil. We look, the Bereise, Beiris and Chil, so weist euch, there are 2 different things. Elamai Beiris Kavrisa. Beiris is Kavrisa. So Rashi says, what is Kavrisa? Gofris. Sulfur. Meisvei, Haisifu Aleihem, they were Meisif, that they should have Hilchas Shviyas, Achalbitzim, Baal Inun, Vahaboiris, Vahoyel. Visalke Daitoch Kavrisa, if you will say that Boiris is Kavrisa, which means sulfur, Kavrisa mi Isa Beshviyas, is there Kedusha Shviyas? And sulfur, for Sanyi will learn to Nabaraisa Zehaklau, Kol Sheyesh Loi Iker, Yesh Loi Shviyas. Everything that is Nishrash Ba'oret, that has a root, that has Kedusha Shviyas. V'she'ein lo yiker, ein lo shviyis.
Something that does not have a root, does not have kedusha shviyis. So sulfur is a type of an earth, but it doesn't grow.
Elamai boiris oiholo.
Boiris is oiholo. This, it seems, this is something that grows. And has kedusha shviyis also.
So the Gemara asks for asanye v'ha boiris v'oiholo.
We learned va'aboyres va'eholos, so vayis tohois, that boyres is something else, they're not the same. And for the Gemara, trei gavni oiholo. There are two types of oiholo. Kemulia omar av Yehude shaloif dut. This is a type of a detergent that's called shaloif dut. Ashleg omar shmul shiltina lachol mechuse yame. What ashleg is va'omruli shunano shmei. Mishtakech, one can find it benukve de magenise, in holes of pearls, or mafkile beramta de parzel. You have a pointed iron instrument, and you take this out as a type of a powder that is taken out from the holes of pearls, and it can be used as a detergent.
Let us see Rashi. Eisipo aleyin linyin shviyis, achalbitzin, it's a sow thistle, it's a morergine. Valuunin lano, kavrise gofris, sheyesh loy iker, shenishrash ba'oret.
Now, in order to understand what Rashi is saying further, I'd like to be magdim a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says one of the things that is also to sell to goyim is its trublin. And the Gemara says, mayut trublin. This is a Gemara by the Zohar of Yudalad Amad Aleph. What is its trublin? Tonisa. Its trublin is Tonisa. So the Gemara asks, how could you say its trublin is Tonisa? We learned Hosifu Aleihem Legabi Shviyis Alachsin V'its trublin. And if its trublim is Tonise, does Tonise have Kedushas Shviyis? We learned in order to have Kedushas Shviyis, that klal kol sheyesh lo iker, yesh lo shviyis, lo she'ein lo iker, ein lo shviyis. So therefore the Gemara says that its trublim is not Tonise. That is a Gemara Nabedazor. Lafi dati, so Rashi is saying over here, Tonisa, the garsinin, the mesaches avodah zarah. The Tonisa, what the Gemara is speaking about in avodah zarah, which the Gemara nemzon for davar poshet, that Tonisa does not have kedushas shviyis. Davar she'ein lo sheirishu kemoize, it is also something that does not grow, and it is a type of an earth. Others learn that Tonise means a pine tree. So if it is a pine tree, why shouldn't it have Kedusha Shviyis? So therefore Rashi says, Tonise over there is similar to Kavrisa over here. The Emerson, this is Shitas HaToisvis in Avodah Zarah, Taf Yudalad Amad Aleph. And there, Rashi has a different pshat in the whole Gemara, and Rashi does learn that it is a pine tree, and Rashi has a different pshat, is kol she'ein lo iker. But al kaponim, here Rashi is saying, the way Tosva says in Avodah Zarah. Shelo yivduts, lo yisparish, Rashi says, I don't know exactly what it is, avol kach shemoy. The Meiri does explain what the Shloiv Dutz is. He says, Nekoires hayotze mipsoiles ha'avonim. It is a type of a powder, I think, that goes out from the, that was taken out from the psoiles of avonim. Or shem hakeli shemefatzlem boy, shehum makev anekoires yotze hu koires Shloiv Dutz. It seems this keli, by banging on this keli, a type of a powdery substance comes out of stones, and this is used as a detergent. This is called Shloiv Dutz. Ramza the Parzalem. So this, as we mentioned, this is a pointed iron instrument. For Raidura Sher Balzal. Let us see Taisis. The top Taisis of Tzadik Amad Aleph. Hoyil Uruyim Lamasik HaGdeire. So Cheskia had said
that it's mitzarev since it's roi lamasik agdeir. So Taisa says, hey, lo mamtikim hava lei lameima, because it is mamtik to derek, because the pirashti besef klal goto. In time, hey, chimayri, even though he's saying tam, if we're speaking about that he's tavlim and he's saying tam, afilu shal minim nami. So why dafke minei mesike? Vi ein dem noisen tam, afilu minei mesike nami loy. Ishleime da afilu b'yesh bem noisen tam, shori b'shal minim de noisen tam livgamu. The other minim would be noisen tam livgam. The Taisves Boiris Zehachil Ba'afal Gavda Beperik Ha'moitzi Yoiv Bechel Shiyura Achine, that the shear of Heitzoas Choyl is K'taylitain Alpi Kaf Shal Sayit, that one mixes together with Sid, so the amount of Choyl that is used to mix together and put into Kaf Shal Sayit, that is a shir shivit, and here we have a different shir. Oimer Rabbeinu Meir, the Hosa Meiri, Bechel Shenois Nebesit. There they're speaking about the Chel Shenois Nebesit, Aval Hocha Eiri, Bechel Shemalabdem Boyes Abgodim. Here we're speaking about the Chel Shemalabnes Abgodim. It's a different type of a Chel. The Svarim, the Garsi Yoche, Boyres Eihola, Osi Shaper. There was Svarim that were Goyres already. The Gemara before said the Teres of Yehuda ze oihola, that it is oihola. Let us see the next Taisvis. Trei gavni oihola. The la'el de loishoni trei gavni chel. Why didn't the Gemara say the same Teres before by chel? Let us say there are two types of chel. Mishum de kimlei de lekebuhu trei gavonim. There aren't two types of chol which are melab. V'yesh svarim de garsi la'el mai boiris oihola. The Gemara before had said, and this was the girsa that Taisus brought down in the previous Taisus, de garsi la'el mai boiris oihola. Lefiza osi shaper, that the Gemara Bechlau never said, my boiris choyl, no, my boiris eihola. Lefiza osi shaper, dochikam, lo oilom, kida oma mikorem. We'll go back to the previous teretz. The boiris ze eihola. Aye, we see over here, it says, ha boiris vo oil, is utregavni eihola. There are two types of eihola.